answers?
I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth!
You can't handle the truth!
This is Larry Connors USA. Larry Connors USA.
Talks are going very well, but they have to understand if it doesn't get signed, they're going to have a lot of pain. They're going to have a lot of pain. They want to sign it. I will tell you, they want to sign it a lot more than I do. I think that's what you want to hear, fellas, right? What you want to hear, a different tone. That's the only thing they understand. They don't understand it. We had three world-class destroyers go through the strait today. Any other country, under the circumstances, wouldn't have done shot missiles at it and drones at it and these stupid boats that came at it. They got blown away in about 2 minutes. Their tanker got blown. You know what we did with the tanker? We didn't want to create an environment, so we shot out the rudder, and the tanker's going around, spinning around in circles. They should not have done that today. We thought they might. We didn't know, but we were prepared. They shot missiles. Every missile was knocked down. Every drone was knocked down. And the people that shot it are no longer with us.
Now, there you have President Trump on the latest in Iran. He keeps saying that I think we can have a deal within a week or so if they're going to be serious. But then again, they continue to fire upon Navy vessels and we, in an offensive strategy, fire back and wipe them out. And then they fired up on tankers. And one tanker trying to get through the blockade, the U.S. fired up on, not to destroy it, not to cause an environmental hazard in the Strait of Hormuz, but hit the rudders. And when you hear Trump say, now it's going around and around in circles, that pretty much describes where we are with Iran in talks, right? Around and around, and where it stops, nobody knows. But when the music does stop playing, Trump and the U.S. will have a seat. Iran will probably have to sit on the floor, which is fine by me. At least the Iranian leadership. I want to break it down because Iran is reaching out to others to try to cause more havoc. They fired upon a Chinese tanker. The Iranians fired on a Chinese-flagged tanker. That's not wise. Not against China. Now, maybe they'll claim, whoa, we didn't recognize it. Right. You get a lot of goods from China. Munitions in the past, they're clearly marked with the Chinese emblem and flag. You know damn well you were hitting a Chinese tanker. We'll get into that in more detail. Welcome to hour number one, Larry Connors USA, here on this Friday, May 8th, 2026. We're here every Monday through Friday for you from 6 to 8 p.m. You can watch the program very easy. You go to News Talk STL Rumble, Facebook or Twitter, Larry Connors USA Rumble, or Facebook. And everything goes up as a podcast later. If you miss anything, video or audio, it's available at News Talk STL. It's available at News Talk, rather, LarryConnorsUSA.com. LarryConnorsUSA.com, where you can subscribe and we'll drop it into your mailbox every day. No cost, and we need minimum information just so we can have a connection with your email. And we do not sell your information to anyone. It's also available at Larry Connors USA Facebook. You go to any podcast outlet, you're going to find the podcast. We appreciate and like you using News Talk STL or Larry Connors USA, Facebooker.com, but you make that decision. We will have the information for you. And with Larry Connors USA, as you know, every day you're going to get news, analysis, commentary, and what's that other word? Oh, yeah, education. You will leave this hour with more knowledge than you have right now. I promise you. Take notes. In our next hour, Texas reporting the highest crude export in history. Well, I thought we're losing all of our oil and gas and we're going to be doomed and in the dark and paying outlandish money. That's the Democrat line and lie. The Texas crude export now the highest in history. And you know why? Because they can't get anything through the Strait of Hormuz until now that we were escorting ships through, and now we're saying, look, we'll let any ships go as long as Iran doesn't try to stop them, but we will block the Iranian ports. And one other thing, in our next hour, what about those UF files being released? What should you expect? What will be in them? The UFO story coming up in our next hour. And later in this hour, follow the money to the hate groups. It is not hard to find. Follow the money to the hate groups and some of the latest hatred being spewed across our nation in the name of, we're Americans, we believe in freedom for everybody, but not those people. That's not freedom. And our story behind the story, like him or hate him, Ted Turner obviously changed broadcasting. That's our story behind the story tonight, Ted Turner. Now, an Iran update, as I said, and you heard Trump referring to that a U.S. fighter jet did basically disable two different vessels from entering the Iranian port on the Gulf of Oman in violation of our blockade. We still have the blockade in effect, but we're no longer escorting ships through. And you know what they did? Is he said they precision munitions hit their smokestacks and their rudders. So all they can do is go around and around and around in circles. We could have blown it up, but it would have caused a massive oil spill. Trump did not want that. In the meantime, this story I mentioned a moment ago, and this comes from China, a Chinese news outlet reporting, a Chinese-owned ship, openly marked as a Chinese ship, attacked in the Strait of Hormuz. This is days before the Iranian foreign minister is to visit Beijing to discuss his country's ongoing conflict with the U.S. I think the first thing on the table is, why the hell did you hit our boat? What kind of answer do you think he's going to get? This ship in question, a Chinese marked ship, departed the United Arab Emirates, which has been hit repeatedly by Iranian bombings. An enormous source, and I should say an anonymous source, speaking to the Chinese news outlet, apparently on behalf of Chinese suppliers, lamented that this attack was, quote, psychologically very hard to accept. They didn't expect their, quote, friend to fire on them. That shows you the incredible, bizarre behavior and lack of alliance of Iranian regime leadership. Their only alliance is to Allah and jihadist to destroy their enemies, be they Jewish, Christian, or anyone. All right, I mentioned earlier that there's a report out of Texas by how much we're doing with Texas crude oil and how well it's going. This is information comes from the National Energy Dominance Council Executive Director, Jared Agin.
Do not underestimate President Trump. Look at what he did with Venezuela. Look at what's happening at Trump speed in Venezuela. He had a meeting here just a couple months ago where he had all the big energy and oil and gas majors sitting in the White House. And he told them all, Venezuela, the biggest oil reserve on the planet. It's you got to go down there and invest. And look at what is happening just a couple months later. Exxon, Chevron is hitting record levels out of Venezuela. You've got a lot of independents, the Wildcatters. We were just down there. We signed three big deals with independents to open up production in Venezuela. So everything is moving at Trump speed. It's going exactly as the president predicted. And so I would say do not underestimate the president and his power to bring prices down. He's already done it once. He did it last year. We have full expectation the president can do it again. He knows how to do it. And by opening up things like Venezuela, he's going to do the exact same thing up in Alaska. We're making moves. And so Texas is rocking right now. Yeah. Texas we are at the highest crude export in history. Now we're opening up Venezuela and Alaska, and you're going to see the same kind of production in those areas.
And more ships are coming from around the world to the U.S. to get their oil and gas. California, as I pointed out yesterday, I think that day yesterday or the day before, they got their last oil shipment through the Strait of Hormuz. A tanker arrived on the California coastline to unload something like 2 million barrels of oil. They have no more oil coming by sea. And the environmentalists in California, they've shut down all the drilling lands. They don't want to allow any more oil and gas leases in within their control. And they're the ones who are causing the prices, average price, or at least the top price, one of the prices for California gasoline, now $8 a gallon. And 60-plus cents of that is state taxes. And they'll be raising that as well. You watch. And MSN Now, one of the leftists that loves to try to destroy Donald Trump, they did what we call a people-on-the-street interview or a man-on-the-street interview. We used to take a subject and go out and basically stop folks on the street and ask, what's your reaction to this? And whatever the subject was, then we just played it back unedited and let it play out. Well, MSN Now thought they probably had a great idea. Let's go throughout Wisconsin, which looks like it's trying to go blue, and I'll explain why in a moment. But they were asking young people they found on the streets, of voting age apparently, what do you think about the Democrat Party?
How would you guys describe the Democratic Party right now?
Lost.
Incorrect.
Trying.
Confused.
I'll say struggling.
I would also say struggling.
Yeah, see? They didn't get any answers they expected. And I had a commentary running, was it today or yesterday, on the very point. Obama says the Democrat Party, there's not that much of a rip between the far leftists and the mainstream. I just don't think there is. And yet James Carville, who ran political operatives for Bill Clinton and others, says the party is like a bunch of people in a crack clown car. Echoing what those men, people, young people on the street were saying in Wisconsin. And Wisconsin in particular, as I noted to you the other day, there's a beer company owner in Wisconsin who, after the attempt on Trump, was talking about free beer the day Trump dies, by whatever means. And even added that, well, we almost had free beer, but the guy needs to be a better marksman. That kind of Give me the word that I could say on the trash. I can say that one. And BS from the left is what continues to fuel the hatred in our nation. Wisconsin, this guy who wants to run as governor in Wisconsin, I'll be watching that race. And if you follow the money, you will find that Soros and others who hate Trump, hate America, continue to fuel the fires of hatred. But they're not going to take the blame. Department of Homeland Security Secretary Mullen says the evidence is clear.
If you can figure out who's funding these paid protesters and these paid agitators, you can get them off the street. Democrats right now are supporting violence, and I can't understate that. I mean, you just saw Jay Jones, the attorney general in Virginia, that put out a text message and wanted to put two bullets in his opponent's head and also kill his children. And he went even further and he said he wanted to go pee on the guy's grave. He used another word, but I'm trying to be nice here.
Right.
You're seeing left-wing parties that are being well-funded by people that oppose the Republican Party and support the Democrat Party, which means they're funding violence, and they're showing up, they're protesting, they're paying agitators to show up, they're getting them gear, they're getting them gas masks, they're getting them riot vests, they're getting them helmets. It's extremely concerning to me, and so what we have in this administration is saying that we're going to follow the money and strip the funding. By the way, we're going to prosecute those that are doing this work like this.
Yeah, and in fact, Lee Zeldin, our interior director, said there are schemes inside the environmental justice group funding activists, training more activists to lobby for more funds, and that means more hate. That's exactly what it means. I'm sure you recall so-called comedian Kathy Griffin. First time I saw her was on a Seinfeld episode, and I thought she did a very good job. I mean, when she's in her lane, being an actress, being a comedian. But remember, she's the same one that showed her Trump derangement syndrome when Trump was first running against Hillary, holding up to be a what appeared to be a bloodied head of Donald Trump, severed from the neck, blood dripping, and making that was a perfect image she wanted to present. And she got blowback so harsh, so bad, all of her events got canceled, and she had to cancel all other events, and she blames Trump. Trump didn't put up your damn post. You did. And she continues to go after Trump, everyone else, and that includes Charlie Kirk and his widow, Erica Kirk.
Who knows how many assassination attempts there could be just in the next day, or how many times Erica Kirk is going to switch from her sparkle pants to that weird video that she made that's just bizarre. It's kind of a close-up, like a zoom-in shot of her face.
Nothing will ever be enough for the evil in this world. Our country has become unrecognizable.
Wasn't that Erica Kirk video weird? Her being not girly and looking like, I don't even know what, like a sniper. She looks like she's going to an anti-ICE protest, which is something she would not do. Look, I'm done giving her a pass, all right? I knew Charlie Kirk. I did a panel with him one time.
You didn't.
And his squished in face. And yeah, I said that because that dude was a straight up Nazi. And that is my opinion. But,
That's it. You know,
the way we've deified him is bizarre. I've never seen anything like it.
Well, you are right about that. That is your opinion, saying Charlie Kirk was a straight-up Nazi preaching Christianity. Why Christianity? He didn't do that. And here's a perfect example, again, of someone who believes that they are so relevant and everyone will follow them. Mark Hamill, the Star Wars star. He had just been visiting with President Barack Obama and had a picture of him. Together. And then later, Mark Hamill posted a picture of Donald Trump in a coffin with the words, if only. He put that up after a meeting with Barack Obama, if only. Again, flashback, and he said, I'm sorry if people took offense. You're sorry they took offense? You meant to be offensive. How stupid do you think we are? Whatever level you think we are, you're wrong. The stupidity is clearly on your side. And in fact, I got more evidence of that coming up as we follow the money and we look at how they continue to respond to a Supreme Court decision. In particular, former Georgia governor, a congresswoman, I should say, Stacey Abrams, preaching racism. Whites, SCOTUS, will steal all future elections. Really. And the story behind the story. Ted Turner. A lot to come. Lock and load. Ready on the right.
You are listening to Larry Connors, USA.
Another day, must be another roofer in town. And John Beal and I were talking. He said, you know, every time you turn around, there's a new roofing company. Many of them have no idea what they're doing. And the statistics show that many will be out of business within 2 to 5 years. Who are you going to call to help you then? You need to remember only one name, John Beal. John Beal Roofing. You have a problem? He can take care of it. And we'll be here for you. John Beal Roofing. Call 1-800-NEW-ROOF. 1-800-NEW-ROOF. Spring weather has everyone sneezing, even inside their home or building. Instead of saying Gesundheit, call Wellington Environmental to perform air tests to determine if mold levels are too high. Gesundheit is the same as saying bless you after someone sneezes, the German word meaning wishing you good health. Wellington Environmental can perform air testing that is simple, fast, and can identify issues keeping you from having good health. Wellington does the same for hospitals and nursing homes for indoor concerns. Give them a call. It's simple. 314-644-4930. 644-4930. Tell Cindy, I need air sampling. They've seen it all. They can help you. Next time you hear Gesundheit, think Wellington. Wellington Environmental. Be well with Wellington. True comfort is something you should feel every day in your home. It's the quiet of your mornings, the consistency of your indoor temperature, the way your home feels season after season. With Renewal by Anderson, from consultation through installation, everything is handled by one experienced team, built around your home, your schedule. Our exclusive Fibrex material, stronger than vinyl, built for extreme temperatures. And right now, you can save 20% off your entire project. Plus, take an additional $100 off every window and door, up to $1,000. 20% off the entire project. Flexible financing is available, but you need to call by April 30th. 877-WINDOWS. RenewalByAnderson.com. 877-WINDOWS. RenewalByAnderson.com. It's that time of season when families' businesses are moving. For local or long distance, I endorse McGuire Moving. Get a date set soon before the schedules are booked. 314-241-0600. 241-0600. McGuire is constantly giving back to our veterans, such as Support Dogs for Our Brave. So with McGuire, you're getting excellent service and helping our vets. McGuireMoving.com.
This is News Talk STL.
If you want to hang out, you got to take her out. Cocaine.
This is Larry Connors, USA. Larry Connors, USA.
My parents grew up without the Voting Rights Act. My parents were born in 1949.
Yep.
They were born in 1949. They were in college before the Voting Rights Act passed. And what we have to understand is that there are no longer blue states and red states. There are authoritarian states and democracy states. There are states that do not believe in the right of the people to have a say, who want to aggregate power and foment corruption. And there are states that want to guarantee that in this country, we have free and fair elections. We have access to the remedies that democracy is supposed to deliver.
That is Stacey Abrams, former Georgia congresswoman. And she's talking about the latest Supreme Court ruling, basically throwing out the Louisiana congressional map, saying you based this on racial profiling. Again, for a primer on congressional districts. Every state, as you know, gets two senators to go to the U.S. Senate. Every state gets a number of representatives depending upon how many exist in that state, how many live there. And this is supposed to be legal American residents, not illegals. But you flood a state with illegals, which the Democrats have been very active about doing it, and they end up getting counted in the census. So, see, we get more. No, you don't, because they're not here legally. But you can't get that point across to many. They just simply want to continue to parrot that story. And each congressional district across the nation, I think, equates to basically around 850,000 in each district. That's what you're looking at. Whatever your state is, you divide by 850,000, around that number, and that's how many congressional seats you get, period. Next census, maybe you got more. But a lot of the census maps, or rather not census maps, but the political maps drawn out by blue states and even some red states were carving out sections that basically were racial profiling. And there's where Stacey Abrams is talking about on MS Now. My parents grew up without the Voting Rights Act. That's correct, because they were born in 1949. They did have it by 1965 when LBJ got it pushed through. Said they were in college before the Voting Rights Act passed. But we said, what she's pointing out, what we have to understand there, we no longer have blue states and red states. There are authoritarian states and democracy states. The authoritarian, to help you, that's the red. The Democrat states, that's the blue. Yeah. She said, but there are states that do not believe in the right of the people to have a say. They want to aggregate power and foment corruption. That's exactly what the Democrats have been doing by overloading states and census with illegals who should not even be here and not allowed to vote in a federal election. But they get counted in the census and therefore boost their number for a congressional seat. That's what they're after all the way around. Once again, Stacey Abrams.
To be the law of the land, if you want protonatalism where women are relegated to simply serving as vessels for a man's intention, if you believe that white supremacy should be allowed to diminish the value of everyone else, then you want authoritarian states to win. But if you believe in democracy as the currency of America, then you want California and New York. You want every state that's willing to fight back to do so.
Yeah, that's what I want. But see, when she says every state to fight back, let me read her remarks again, because buried in there is her clear division of what she has in mind. She's saying basically, again, you're talking about a case where, quote her, if you believe that Christian nationalism should be the law of the land. I'm not promoting Christian nationalism. I believe Christianity should be protected. And she said, well, you want women relegated to simply serving as vessels for a man's intention. Stacey, you're calling out Iran and the mullahs. That's what they really want. Is that what you want? I don't think that is. Of course, then she adds, if you believe white supremacy should be allowed to diminish the value of everyone else, you want authoritarian states to win because only black lives matter? That's what she's saying. And then she said, but you believe in democracy as the currency of America. You want California and New York. You want every state that's willing to fight back to do so, like California and New York. She's holding them up as examples of true democracy. And I want to add something. I don't even know she's aware of this. You know what the black census population is in the entire state of California? Less than 7% is black population. So she's not making really a case on behalf of the black people. She wants to throw minority and other, quote, minority levels in there, particularly Hispanic, that would boost that. But her specific remark is, the everything else would be white supremacy. So the blacks are supposed to set the balance. They're only 5 to 7% max in California. New York State, 13, maybe 17% of the entire population is black. In the meantime, Democrats have another court case they're all upset with. This is a Virginia Supreme Court today striking down a congressional map that would have netted them as many as 4 seats in the midterm elections, Democrats. So it's another big boost for Republicans' chances of keeping the House in November. Even some Republicans acknowledge we had to run the table in November to win now. And we're not talking about the midterm, they're talking about in November. In fact, one House Democrat speaking on the condition, do not use my name. Do not use my name. Don't tell anybody it came from me. He said, damn, California, Virginia were supposed to be our bigger ones. That means we're going to have to make sure we have a good wave to win the House. The blue wave, think that's going to happen in the midterm or the general. He said we have to make sure we win all the toss-ups. Democrats have to pitch a perfect game. Another House Democrat who said, do not use my name, but I have a one-word answer to this latest ruling by the Virginia Supreme Court striking down a congressional map. I can't say it. It starts with an F. It doesn't end with the word N like fun. I'll leave that for you to figure out. But then House Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries, speaking on the record, said in a statement, we're exploring all options to overturn this shocking decision. And the Democrat congressional campaign chair says in Washington, D.C., should D.C. is incorrect, Washington State, she's a Democrat, said, what happened in Virginia? This is a setback that sends a terrible message to Americans. The powerful and elite will do everything they can to silence you. Well, that's kind of what we've been talking about as we began the program. Follow the money to the hatred that's going on, as we were discussing earlier. Somebody like Kathy Griffin and the others preaching hate, putting a picture or photo of Donald Trump in a coffin and saying, if only, if only. So again, the Virginia Supreme Court has temporarily suspended that state's independent redistricting commissions. They were trying to turn their party's 6-5 edge in the House delegation into a 10-1 advantage. Now, GOP lawmakers are looking to consider a slew of southern states based on a ruling by the Supreme Court concerning Louisiana. Now, again, according to the Democrats, they weakened the Voting Rights Act. No, they reinforced the fact you cannot gerrymander districts to make sure that seat is held only by a Democrat forever and ever and ever. Still another House Republican who didn't want to say anything on record, say, don't quote me, this is not good news. And still a fourth House Democrat, don't quote me, this is going to be deflating for some, but really it's just a reminder we're not invincible. Well, I'm glad you're taking that. And he added, Democrats cannot take a midterm victory for granted, added a fifth. I would reinforce that to say, neither can Republicans. Do not think all of this happening, be it at the state level or the Supreme Court level, means that Republicans are going to end up winning everything in the midterm. Do not buy into that story. You make sure that you're out there to vote and you're staying in touch with things. And keep in mind, this leftist money continues to flow in. Buying votes, votes being put aside, locked away, being brought out only when they have to need them. Otherwise, it's business as usual. We're in control. We're not going to change anything. What I want is a fair election. The Democrats that are going hair on fire out there, they want a rigged election, which they really got used to when Obama was in office in the Hillary thing, remember? Obama was aware the so-called Russian collusion, as he was told directly by the CIA director, that's all fake news created by the Clinton administration or Clinton campaign team for political hay. And he did nothing, not one thing, to stop it. Now who's trying to control the election? All right, coming up, our story behind the story. Today, the focus on a man who just passed away, Ted Turner.
You can connect with Larry on Twitter at Larry Connors USA.
I want to share something with you. Cooking a pizza using coal creates an amazing pizza. Only one place to get it, Napoli Brothers Pizza and Pasta in Chesterfield. Of course, they offer a wide variety of pasta, but you just visit the website NapoliSTL.com, dine in or take out, and get ready for patio season. Napoli Brothers Pizza and Pasta in Chesterfield Valley. Try it. You can thank me later. So many times, Vincent's Jewelers has helped me surprise someone special. Vincent's locally owned can do the same for you, and you don't have to break the bank to get something really nice, maybe even customized. The smile you're going to get back from that special someone, priceless. Check Vincent'sJewelers.com every day because new items are arriving and there are special deals. Vincent's, my only jeweler. VincentsJewelers.com. VincentsJewelers.com. True comfort is something you should feel every day in your home. It's the quiet of your mornings, the consistency of your indoor temperature, the way your home feels season after season. With Renewal by Anderson, from consultation through installation, everything is handled by one experienced team, built around your home, your schedule. Our exclusive Fibrex material, stronger than vinyl, built for extreme temperatures. And right now, you can save 20% off your entire project. Plus, take an additional $100 off every window and door, up to $1,000. 20% off the entire project. Flexible financing is available, but you need to call by April 30th. 877-WINDOWS. Renewal by Anderson.com. 877-WINDOWS. Renewal by Anderson.com. When insurance companies know you're represented by Under Law, they know Under is not going to let you be pushed around. Their reputation is built on years of courtroom battles. If you suffer an injury or damage to your property, serve the insurance company notice. You have Under Law on your side, a St. Louis firm you can trust to protect you at every term. Don't settle for less. You want to win? Believe me, Under wins. Under, O-N-D-E-R, underlaw.com.
This is News Talk STL. This is Larry Connors, USA. Larry Connors, USA. Now, Larry Connors with the story behind the story.
In 1970, Ted bought a struggling TV station.
It was a broken down UHF television station in Atlanta. He was going to transform UHF television into this new world of satellite television.
Ted renamed the station WTBS, and it became the country's first superstation.
What Ted made happen was just as important as the internet revolution of the 90s and 2000s.
But starting out, Ted needed content. He bought the Atlanta Braves and broadcast their games nationwide.
The Atlanta Braves.
The Braves became America's team.
When we bought them in 1976, they were terrible.
By 1995, Ted and his team were World Series champs. As he built the superstation, he set his sights even higher on a 24-hour news channel.
I worked till 7 o'clock, and when I got home, the news was over. So I missed television news completely, and I figured there were lots of people like me.
People did look upon that as a foolish idea that was destined for failure, but they underestimated Ted Turner.
Most of the leaders of the world thought Ted was nuts.
We sign on June 1, and barring satellite problems in the future, we won't be signing off until the world ends. We'll be on. We will cover it live.
The remarks of Ted Turner about the CNNN will be still on the air, and even when the world ends, we'll be there and we'll be covering it live. I don't care what you think of Ted Turner. You cannot diminish his impact upon broadcasting in general and news in general, and not just in the U.S., but around the world. And, of course, you have his politics on the other side as well. They were all innate, but at the same time, when he began CNNN, it was to be a news outlet, giving news, not commentary, opinion, buried inside the news and sometimes right in your face while they're stating a misfact. Turner passed away a couple of days ago. He had a well-documented battle with Lewy body dementia, LBD. He disclosed his diagnosis to everyone in 2018. It said it gave him symptoms of exhaustion. He had forgetfulness, cognitive decline. It's a progressive neurological disorder, similar to Alzheimer's and Parkinson's, and I don't wish that on anyone, even my worst enemy. But he announced that he had it, and at times had been misdiagnosed with manic depression. Again, this is a progressive brain disorder involving abnormal protein deposits that affect his thinking, memory, and movement. There is no cure. So he started spending time on his ranch. His daughter saying he's battling through with courage and managing it. He fought it for 8 years before he passed away at his home in Tallahassee, Florida, 2 days ago, surrounded, they say, by family. It was the end of a long battle, and I truly feel for the man going through that and his family. I take no joy in that, nor should you. But then what he did to the broadcast operations, and on one side, a big plus. On the other side, a big, bigger minus. Let's begin with the plus side when he started CNN and NN.
CNN aired its first broadcast on June 1st, 1980.
Good evening, I'm David Walker.
And I'm Lois Hart. Now here's the news.
It took 5 years to turn a profit.
I lived for 20 years in my office.
He was one of us. I mean, he would be in his house, coat down, having breakfast in the Hard News Cafe.
And we'll get better by the end of the week.
Critics called it chicken noodle news.
Hello, Baghdad.
But the Gulf War would give CNN the respect it deserved.
You're going to hear the bombs now. They are hitting the center of this city.
It was the first time a war was broadcast live on television, and it was only on CNN.
I still believe that that was the greatest scoop in the history of journalism.
You can see her there.
Ted didn't care as much about ratings as he did about being the most trusted name in news.
Ted also cared about the world. Over a 10-year period, he donated $1 billion to the United Nations.
I'm no poorer than I was not 9 months ago, and the world is a lot better off.
And he expanded his empire, launching networks like TNT and Turner Classic Movies.
And I will point out something. There was a time that at midnight, when you had your basic three stations in your area, at midnight, most of them went dark for equipment checkup and things of this nature. I was at Channel 4 at the time, a CBS on station, and they stayed on late with what was called the Bijou Movie Theater, if you remember that. And at one point, they decided they were going to drop that because they just didn't want to continue it, and there were pickets outside. Shift workers from the auto companies in the St. Louis area, Chrysler and Ford, were picketing, as were the Playboy bunnies. When they got off work, they had nothing to watch. Of course, nowadays, you've got, 5,000 channels, and you still can't find anything you're worth your watching. But at the time, CNN provided not only 24-hour news and making people like Wolf Blitzer through in the Gulf War heroes, talking about Scuds falling and everything, but it created a fact that people will watch if you provide them. You can have a 24-hour food channel. Folks are going to watch a food channel for 24 hours. It may be the same after a period of time or not. He did this interview with CBS 60 Minutes, 2003.
I do not think my father was abusive. My father was a strict disciplinarian, but he and I were extremely close.
He used to beat you with a wire hanger.
With a wire coat hanger. He did several times.
And then the story goes that he made you beat him.
He did. He made me spank him one night. And that was very, very hard. And I was easier. It was much easier to be spanked than spank your father.
Then, when Ted was 24, his father committed suicide. And that is when Turner swung into high gear as an entrepreneur and budding tycoon. By 1979, when my colleague Harry Reasoner talked with him, Ted had already created the nation's first TV superstation.
Wayne, what do you think of this team?
I like every one of them.
And he was the owner of the Atlanta Braves baseball team.
So he was making a lot of accomplishments. His father was successful until he fell into depression and then committed suicide. And of course, Ted Turner married Jane Fonda, who later became a lightning rod for Vietnam.
Turner has been married and divorced three times, most recently to Jane Fonda, to whom he remains deeply loyal. I read something Jane Fonda had said about him. She has said, with all the love in the world, she says, he has been severely, hauntingly traumatized. He always thinks something is to be pulled out from him. With reference to your dad, maybe. He has no belief in permanency, stability. It is one reason I'm not with him.
I'm sure that she feels that way. She's told me that. I wouldn't say that I agree with that completely. I know that I have some insecurity problems. Most overachievers do.
But he's had other problems that earned him those names, Captain Outrageous, Terrible Ted, and Mouth from the South. Much of it because he says what's on his mind.
Yeah, that he did. That's Mike Wallace in that interview, 2003. And Turner had made a remark about Christianity, which he admitted, maybe I did step over that line.
Christianity is for losers.
Terrible statement. I really regretted that from the time that it came out of my big fat mouth.
I believe that you should live by your word.
And there were others, like when he gave a speech some months after the World Trade Center disaster.
Look, after 9/11, you said in a speech,
oh my God,
what was on your mind? And some had a problem with it. And you apologized after. We all expressed regret for it. But let me repeat what you said.
Okay, go ahead.
The 19 young men who blew themselves up going into the Trade Center
that our administration called cowards, I mean, how are you a coward when you're willing to die for your country? I mean, I think they were brave at very least, because I'm not going to fly my airplane.
Brave was a bad word.
Yeah.
But I do not think, because I know, for instance, my father committed suicide, and he was not a coward. He was very brave when he shot himself, in my opinion. So I've that's why, to a degree, I said that.
Nonetheless, he regrets he said it.
A lot of times, what you have in your mind is best left unsaid, particularly if you're trying to be diplomatic.
Trying to be diplomatic, Ted Turner?
I try and be diplomatic, I really do. Maybe I didn't when I was younger, but I'm certainly trying now because, sticks and stones will break my bones, but words will never hurt me. But that's not really true. Words can hurt somebody.
You know, there's no indication that he ever embraced any religion. But we do have more to the story, behind the story.
You are listening to Larry Connors, USA.
Do you know why I endorse Cafe Napoli? All the locations? Visit any of them, and you will quickly appreciate the quality of food, service, atmosphere. So maybe I'll see you at Cafe Napoli in Clayton, Napoli Kirkwood, Napoli 2 in Town and Country, Napoli 3 in St. Charles, right next door to Napoli C. Or maybe you'll find me at Napoli Brothers Pizza and Pasta in the Chesterfield Valley. Now you know why I endorse Napoli. NapoliSTL.com.
This is Larry Connors, USA. Larry Connors, USA.
Now, the end of the story behind the story.
Up until 5 years ago, I had had one of the most incredible runs in human history.
You bet.
I mean, it's sports with a baseball team, winning the World Series, winning the America's Cup. I got a photograph of myself with the World Series trophy under one arm and the America's Cup under the other. I mean, nobody ever did that before. And I've started the first global network with CNN, and we got it in everywhere, Russia, China, Japan, you name it. And I went around the world marketing it myself. And I did a lot of neat little things along the way. But losing my job, losing my fortune, and having other personal problems of quite significant magnitude humbled me. Brought me down off my high horse. And I think it's made me
it humbled you?
Yeah, it humbled you. You could be humbled. That was a Charlie Rose interview he did. And when Ted again, when he started CNN, he wanted the news, just 24-hour cable news network. But after he lost control of his corporation and no longer had a hand in it, he saw it changing. And under the current leadership, it has embraced an overwhelmingly left-leaning narrative, prioritizing advocacy over reporting. But again, it was a dominant force in cable news, especially during the Gulf War, 9/11. I mean, you could always turn it on, something's there. In a 2018 CBS Sunday Morning interview, the founder, Ted Turner, said, I think the company is sticking with politics a little too much. They'd do better to have a more balanced agenda. He even recognized how far outfield they have gotten and why it cost them so much. But he had no hand in it anymore. And with his passing, Charlie Rose resurfaced to offer some remarks as an obit.
Ted Turner died May 6, 2026. He imagined himself a great man. He was in multiple ways. He created a huge institution, CNN. He changed things. After CNN, global news was not the same. He won things. The America's Cup in sailing is the fiercest challenge, not only against other sailors, but fast boats and the weather. He fulfilled other men's dreams, owning a Major League Baseball team and marrying a beautiful, smart actress. He was a rich man, owning companies and land worth billions of dollars. He was a good man, giving huge amounts of money to philanthropy. He was an admired man and a tragic man, climbing the tallest mountains and falling. He was there for all to see, brash, cocky, driven, opinionated, sometimes unpleasant, and full of himself. And yes, Ted Turner died knowing he had touched lives and made a difference. In the end, that is what makes a great life.
He did contribute a lot of money. He did to the UN and others, but mostly they were leftist organizations. And especially under Jane Fonda kind of guiding it, became more left and extreme. A side note. Charlie Rose, of course, had been in the past accused by 8 different women back in 2017 that he basically sexually harassed them and everything else. I can't have him appear on the air without pointing out that, according to some, he turned his CBS studio into a sexual hunting ground. Ted Turner was known as a hound dog in many ways. He had money, fortune, and women would come. President Trump made these remarks. He said, "I call Turner one of the greats of all time, one of the great of broadcast history, and a friend of mine." And yes, Trump has also faced such allegations. Always try to give you all the sides. Another hour to come. Remember our pledge, one nation under God.
You can hear podcasts of this program at Larry Connors USA Facebook. Larry Connors USA Facebook.
John Bill Roofing reminds you we are in the stormy season, and that means if you have even the smallest leak in your roof, you could soon have a much bigger issue. Call the John Bill to make sure that your biggest investment is protected. That call can save you major dollars. If you do get hit during a storm, John Beal has a rapid response team. Call 1-800-NEW-ROOF. 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 John Beal. There's only one place you can get pizza cooked over coals. Napoli Brothers Pizza and Pasta in Chesterfield Valley. Of course, Napoli Brothers has a great selection of pasta dishes. Between the pizza and pasta, trust me, you will not leave hungry. Then, a few doors down, Lit Cigar Lounge. A wide variety of quality cigars, each offering a unique smoke. That cigar, some premium whiskey, all you need to do is enjoy. Lit Cigar Lounge and Napoli Brothers Pizza and Pasta. Chesterfield Valley. It's that time of season when families, businesses are moving. For local or long distance, I endorse McGuire Moving. Get a date set soon before the schedules are booked. 314-241-0600. 241-0600. McGuire is constantly giving back to our veterans, such as Support Dogs for Our Brave. So with McGuire, you're getting excellent service and helping our vets. McGuireMoving.com. So many times, Vincent's Jewelers has helped me surprise someone special. Vincent's locally owned can do the same for you, and you don't have to break the bank to get something really nice, maybe even customized. The smile you're going to get back from that special someone, priceless. Check Vincent'sJewelers.com every day because new items are arriving and there are special deals. Vincent's, my only jeweler. Vincent's Jewelers.
VincentsJewelers.com. VincentsJewelers.com. Let's be candid, honest. No out-of-state law firm can represent you better than Under Law. O-N-D-E-R. Hometown roots, attorneys living right here with you and your family. When you suffer an injury because someone else was negligent, Under Law will make sure the other party takes full responsibility. You'll get full compensation, not a backroom deal worked out with some insurance companies. And of course, we're moving into the stormy season. And again, when you have a legitimate claim, you should be properly compensated. Under Law does not toy around with adjusters, investigators, lawyers trained to cheat you of what is rightfully yours. Under Law is already recovered millions for families across Missouri and Illinois. Under wins. Not just a catchy phrase, it's a fact. So I'll repeat it. Under wins. Underlaw.com. O-N-D-E-R. Underlaw.com. Wins.
This is News Talk STL.